This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. China's envoy to the United Nations said Friday that the United States holds the key to solving the issue of North Korea's nuclear and ballistic weapons program. Ambassador Zhang Jun told reporters that the U.S. should show more sincerity and flexibility, in his words, if it wants to progress on negotiations with North Korea. He spoke ahead of a closed U.N. Security Council meeting requested by the United States to discuss North Korea's launch of an intermediate-range ballistic missile last Sunday. After the meeting, the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, told reporters, quote, "We have to keep up the pressure." She also read a joint statement by more than half the UN Security Council condemning North Korea's latest missile launch and warning that continued silence by the 15-member body would only embolden Pyongyang. The statement, signed by the United States, Albania, Brazil, France, Ireland, Norway, the United Arab Emirates, Britain, and Japan, described Sunday's launch as a significant escalation that, quote, seeks to further destabilize the region. Propelled in part by the wildly contagious Omicron variant, the U.S. death toll from COVID-19 has hit 900,000 people, less than 2 months after eclipsing 800,000. The number of deaths is tracked by Johns Hopkins University. It's more than the populations of Indianapolis, San Francisco, or Charlotte, North Carolina. COVID-19 has become one of the three leading causes of death in America, behind the big two, heart disease and cancer. To public health experts, the milestone is all the more